The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Yes, we have a great show here on Herb Talk. We are going to empower you, and Magical Engineer Frank is ready. I'm ready. So we're going to be talking about first part of the show, some food concerns. We got some interesting things on that, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mine in the time, because it grows short. Our devotional puts us in Ephesians chapter 1. It says, in whom we are, we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That would be the Lord Jesus Christ who covered the debt. Let's seek his face, and he's coming soon, and you want to be there. You definitely want to be there. So if you haven't opened the Bible lately, seek his face and mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, the Cancer Institute, it's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. It's a teaching affiliate of Harvard School. While they're retracting those studies we mentioned earlier, they want corrections. They want, you know, accountability. They're retracting 6 studies, and they're correcting 31 others as part of an ongoing investigation. The allegations are some 4 of its administrators and senior officers of research got involved with fraud. So more than 50 papers, including 4 co-authored by the CEO, President McClincher, are part of the continuing investigation. Moving along in the quacker, Robitussin cough syrups recalled nationwide. They were contaminated. This recall on Robitussin brand cough syrups has been announced following the revelation that had been contaminated. The Food and Drug Administration announced a recall on the 24th of January. They cited that it was a voluntary recall. 8 lots of the Honey CF Max Day Adult Robitussin, the Honey CF Max Nighttime Adult Robitussin. These are also affected by the recall. The Robitussin Honey CF Max Day Adult, the 4-ounce size. The Honey CFX Max Day 8-ounce. The Robitussin Honey CF Max Day Adult 8. And the Robitussin Honey CF Max NT Nighttime Adult Size 8. Ounce. So, if you're not sure if you have one of those, you might want to just turn it in and get something else. What'd you say, Frank? They didn't say in the report what they contaminated it with, Frank. I don't know. Just said, contaminants. Didn't say what kind. All right, last but not least in the quack report, Philadelphia court orders Bayer to pay $2.25 billion to a man who developed cancer after being exposed to the Roundup weed killer. The pharmaceutical giant has been ordered to pay. Jurors in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas found that the weed killer was to blame for a 49-year-old landscaper, John McKiffson, developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, of this amount, $2 billion comprise the punitive damage, while the remaining $250 million is of the compulsory damages. According to Bloomberg Law, the $2.25 billion verdict is the largest in Roundup-related litigation. Wow. Unbelievable. Well, you think that's a lot of money, but you would want to be healthy and be able to have a life, and this poor guy might not. He can't take it with him. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Alrighty. We're going to be looking at food concerns tonight. This is no secret. The United States has some food quality issues. We've talked about some of this before. And as the months go by, there's more foods added to the GMO list. And more processed food manufacturers have added to their packaging this message. You'll see it. It says, contains bioengineered ingredients. So you got to look for that.
Now, some of the food brands that advertised for decades having wholesome ingredients, well, they're now using GMO ingredients. And a few of my radio listeners emailed me astonished to learn Pepperidge Farm has gone GMO. Yeah, the cookies, the breads, the whole thing. So most of the big brand food producers have incorporated your GMO ingredients into their product line. So reading your ingredient labels is real important. And I've also noticed this, that when you read the ingredient list, you can miss the reveal that the product contains bioengineered ingredients because they list it after the ingredient list further down on the package. Here's a quote from the Beacon Beat, December 2022, says, "The United States allows additives in foods that are illegal in many other countries," end of quote. Yeah, compared to what's overseas, you know, I've heard a lot of people who have traveled to Europe and Russia and things, and they say the food quality there is better. There is a reason for that. More additives and chemicals are put into the U.S. foods by design. Let's look at a comparison. If you look at the McDonald's French fries in America and the McDonald's French fries sold in the UK, it has half the additives in it. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, you would get that imagery with the list beneath the fries, and you would see for yourself. So the newsletters are free. If you want to go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. Also, people are becoming allergic to their food. That's right, because it seems to me that over time, if you eat these processed foods in the United States, there comes a time, an point in time, you become highly sensitive to the ingredients. So people are, you know, coming down with all sorts of symptoms that most doctors are really not seeing as, you know, coming from the foods. Doctors will even ask their patients if they have changed their diets, and they reply they're eating the same foods they ate since childhood. Now, one gastroenterologist saw the link between GMO foods and non-GMO foods and noticed the GM foods were causing a lot of inflammation in the body, especially the digestive tract. So the reality is that patients did not change their diets. It was the food that was changed. Now, here are a few of the added ingredients put into your most processed, prepackaged foods in the United States. There's a little list here. And then we're going to review some of the research on those chemicals, okay? So your RBGH, this is your recombinant bovine growth hormone. It's made from a genetically modified DNA molecule, okay, given to your cattle, and it winds up in your foods, your milk, your cheese, your yogurt, and all that. Also, they also include ractopamine. It's a synthetic phenylthiomaline, which is a B-adrenergic antagonist. Say that three times fast. They add that to your animal feeds, and it's given to cattle and to hogs. It is also the food from these animals, as well as some prescription medications like your heart disease meds. So this drug, this chemical, gets into the foods that you're eating, and it's also put in prescription meds. Natural forms of this affect neurotransmitters associated with dopamine. So synthetic versions can have a psychiatric kind of effect or a hallucinogenic effect, and even can cause Parkinson's. Your potassium bromate, obviously you've heard it's been added to baked goods. It's a carcinogen risk. It does cause tumors in kidneys and your thyroid. And your brominated vegetable oil called BVO, now, it is in so many food products, it can promote toxic elements to the body, leading to heart, lung, liver, kidney, and thyroid diseases. You see that in drinks a lot, like Gatorade and stuff, and sodas and things. Olestra, you remember that, the no-calorie fat substitute often causes GI tract discomfort. And then this other one, azodocarbonamide, ADA for short. It's a whitening agent and also a dough conditioner known to cause respiratory conditions like asthma. And some studies suspect that when the chemical gets heated, it causes cancer in humans. Coloring agents like your red dye 40, okay, has contaminants in it that can cause cancer. Yeah. BHA, you've heard that one, used as a preservative. It causes cancer in animals and disrupts hormones and other metabolic functions. And your BHT, heavily used in your cosmetic industry, known to cause liver, thyroid, kidney problems, and blood clots. So you're putting on that lipstick, you know. All right, so all of the above additives have been banned in Europe. Yeah, Europeans don't ingest any of that. They don't put it on their skin either. So here are some of the studies I mentioned that are referencing the food chemicals we've just talked about. Here's one from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, January 2020, that said an observational study reported a link between the chronic use of the adrenoceptor antagonist propranolol and the increased risk of Parkinson's disease. And while the scientific research states it has been reported previously to protect from Parkinson's disease, so obviously that was fake. So it does increase risk of Parkinson's. The potassium bromate, this was from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, July 1990. They said potassium bromate has been demonstrated that induces renal cell tumors, mesotheliomas of the peritoneum, and follicle cell tumors of the thyroid. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, December 2023, said the FDA approved of brominated vegetable oil in 1960 on an interim basis pending more study. Yeah. And then this is Science Direct and also the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology, July 2022, that said the study posted by Science Direct found that high doses of consumption of brominated vegetable oil causes necrosis of the liver and kidneys in animal studies. Heart and thyroid were also negatively affected. And then this is from Center for Science and the Public Interest, January 2021. They said, in 1999, a review published by several United Nations agencies regarding azodicarbamide, or ADA, it concluded that there is no adequate data related to carcinogenic, reproductive, or developmental effects. Hence, it is not possible to evaluate the risk to human health for these endpoints. So they didn't test for it. There's no studies. There's no data and no studies for this. Remember I told you they don't want to look for cancer, so they don't test for it. All right. Also, the Journal of Science, Food and Agriculture, they said several studies have shown that BHA could have thyroid system damage, metabolic and growth disorders, neurotoxicity, and carcinogenesis. Mechanisms such as endocrine disruption, genotoxicity, disturbances of energy metabolism, reactive oxygen and production, and signaling pathways and imbalances in calcium homeostasis appear to be associated with the toxic effects of BHA. Avoiding the toxic effects of BHA to the maximum extent possible is a top priority. And that was the Journal of Science, Food, and Agriculture that said that. They say, stay away. All right, so here's a quote, Foundation One Nature, 2002. They said, long-term exposure to high doses of BHT is toxic in mice and rats, causing liver, thyroid, and kidney problems, and affecting lung function and blood coagulation. BHT can act as a tumor promoter in certain situations. End of quote. Whoa, so check your cosmetics. Really, seriously. Especially, Well, you know, I want to talk about the Delaney Amendment. I don't know if you know what that is. Also known as the Delaney Clause. In 1958, the FDA incorporated into the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act this clause called the Delaney Clause, which requires the FDA to ban food additives that are found to cause cancer in humans or animals, confirmed by testing. Unfortunately, the scientific community knows all too well that the FDA does not test anything, and it struggles to determine what is too toxic and what is not. Here is a quote from the Center of Science in the Public Interest, January 2021. They said, the Delaney Amendment, which bars the use of additives that cause cancer in humans or animals, would require FDA to bar such chemical use. Now, this is why they don't test for it. They don't want to look for it. They don't want to know, because they know the FDA would not allow them to use it. Now, the National Academy of Science says this: although most additives and the known contaminants are assumed present in minute quantities in the diet, little is known about the chronic effects of low levels of chemicals on a human health, and even less is known about the potential for synergistic and or antagonistic interactions among most of these substances in your foods in your body. No studies on that. They don't know, and they don't care. And this is the National Academy of Science. They said this: some of the food constants are discrete chemical entities that are easy to test, whereas others are complex, poorly defined mixtures of natural origin. Although the FDA and the Cosmetic Act defines various categories of food ingredients, it is frequently difficult to determine how to classify certain substances that meet the definitions of more than one category. Information about contaminants is even less precise. End of quote. Holy cow. And you thought the FDA was on top of all that? Well, why are these chemicals in our foods? Why are they being used? Well, they extend the shelf life and they make the products taste better, appear more appetizing, or visually appealing. And it would appear that the regulatory body of Europe, the European Food Information Council, is doing a much better job than the FDA. So here's some differences between these two agencies, okay? The FDA requires food manufacturers to list 8 common allergens, such as eggs, milk, fish, shellfish, peanuts, tree nuts, wheat, and soy. The European Food Information Council requires 14 common allergens to be listed, such as celery, mollusks, fish, eggs, rye, gluten, peanuts, mustard, tree nuts, sesame seeds, soy, sulfur dioxide, sulfates, and lupin. Now, the FDA allows food additives to be used in the market until they are proven to be harmful, whereas the European Food Information Council will allow only certain additives in foods and only after they have been proven to not be harmful. So the FDA is a reactive type agency, and the European agency is a precautionary type agency. So just these few comparisons really highlight that neither the FDA and the food industry in the United States really care. They don't care about the health of consumers. They just don't. It's about bottom line profits. They'll sacrifice your health for it. So we need to be precautionary consumers. That's what we need to be. So there have been no studies on the accumulative effects of these food additives. And what happens when the body reaches its toxic limit? Well, disease symptoms appear. People are also having allergic responses, being highly reactive to the chemicals. So this can be even, well, this can happen even when a person will change their diet, removing those foods with the additives in them. And then later they may ingest these additives, having this allergic reaction, highly sensitive. Now, it would say, well, I would say really we can't go back. If we're going to change your diet and remove these chemicals, we can't go back to those foods ever. Okay. So if enough people refuse to buy foods with harmful chemicals in them, it would signal the manufacturers, hey, consumers want better quality foods. They want what the Europeans are having. So, and you should also know you do have herbs out here that help remove accumulated toxins, releasing that body from that burden of chemicals. But you can't keep ingesting those chemicals and detoxifying. That's not helpful. So it is an empowering event, though, when you can detoxify your system of these chemicals that even medical doctors can't do that. But you can. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free catalog. Request their free product catalog. They specialize in your toxin removal, immune support, and metabolic strengthening formulas. And they're all professional strength, so you don't find them in stores. You buy them direct. So call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And right now you can save 25% on your order of $65 or more. You want to use coupon code HEART24 because this is part health month. And you want to hurry, the sale does end soon and restrictions apply. Details are online if you want to check it out. Or give them a call and say, hey, I want the discount. And be empowered out there. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's interesting. A lot of the countries in Europe don't have the detox herbs we have, but yet they have better food over there. Isn't that an interesting prank? And then we have food full of chemicals, but we have the detox herbs. So we're lucky to have at least that. We are. But we can get smart. Make all your food from scratch, and you'll get rid of a lot of these chemicals. That's just how it is. You know, do food prep, you know, on your weekend so you have stuff to pull out and heat up during the week. Don't microwave it, though. There's a will, there's a way. That's what my mom used to always say. You can get used to anything was something else she would always tell us. She was right. So you need to reeducate your taste buds. Get off these chemicals that, you know, make the food taste fattier and richer and whatever. But they're not good for your system. They're just not good for your system. What I think, you know, I'm going to do, Frank, I'm going to see if I can get some organic flours and grains and stuff from Europe or Russia because they don't have GMOs there. So maybe I won't be reactive to those grains. I don't think I will. So I'm going to check it out. So, oh, I can see by the clock. We're going to take a break, but when we get back, more empowerment. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb When it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis, the extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
All right, Frank, and we're back here from the break. Thank you, Frank. We're going to be talking about something I think God designed so perfectly. He designs everything perfectly. But this is an amazing plant, and more people are learning about this plant. And I'm astonished how many people still don't know about this plant. And it isn't often, you know, that something like this is kept such a secret. Well, I guess it is more often than you'd like, but so what are the odds, though, that one thing is so perfect that it's been so concealed, and it is just, it's almost like a miracle plant. A miracle plant, that's the only way to describe it. So, and I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, the Holy Grail, if that's what you're thinking. I'm not talking about that. You know, often, you know, architects will take a page from nature's book when they start to design beautiful structures. But if you look, let's say, at this dandelion plant that I'm talking about, it is structured in such a way to capture, in its advantage, a lot of resources that come from the earth. So there are hundreds of dandelion species which grow in varied climates all over the world, Europe, Asia, North America, South America, you name it, just anything but the Arctic, I guess. So God decided to make a dandelion into a very hardy plant that grows to about 12 inches high. The leaves of the dandelion plant are smooth but sculptured. They're notched, and they create this deep groove or funnel-like surface to transport more moisture to the roots. So the tail, majestic stem, is really crowned with this bright yellow flower, which you're very familiar with. It opens and it faces the sun in the morning, and it closes again in the evening. And the roots of the dandelion plant are brown, light fleshy brown, and they're kind of fragile. They're not real thick. Now, some roots are harder than tree bark, and some roots are soft and brittle under pressure. Now, inside these roots of the dandelion plant is this river of white, milky substance. And this substance does not taste like milk, but it's a bit on the bitter side. It has a unique aroma to it. It's sort of on the sweet, flowery, and nutty taste, if I had to describe it. So, Frank thought I was talking about garlic. No, Frank, I know you love garlic. But I'm talking about probably one of the world's best answers to one of the leading causes of death that we know of. So, you got this field of yellow dandelion. What do most people want to do with it? Oh, they want to spray it with Roundup. They want to kill it. It's a weed. Well, if you're lucky to see an open field full of dandelion, it's a very bright and cheery sight. So each part of your dandelion has been used for thousands of years for all kinds of health conditions. Persia seems to have the earliest writing using dandelion plants for medicinal purposes. And the leaves have been used as a diuretic and to also stimulate appetite. People used to put the little flowers into salads to improve their digestion. Now, the dandelion flower does deliver antioxidants, and it helps the immune system out. The nutrition in your dandelion is probably why insects like your honeybees, wasps, bumblebees, hornets, grasshoppers, butterflies, fireflies, you know, ladybugs, even mammals, your deer and rabbit and all your birds, your goldfinches, your white bobs, your bobwhites rather, your wild turkey and even your sparrow, they tend to flock to the dandelion plant and have some food, eat something good. So mammals and insects will eat the leaf only, while most humans look at the dandelion as a nuisance, like I mentioned. But people are starting to take a second look at this plant for its beneficial sources, medicinal sources. A lot of grocery stores will offer dandelion sprouts or greens in your salad section. So dandelion is a pretty safe plant, as it also offers antibacterial properties to anybody that consumes it. Now, in ancient times, the flower of the dandelion, they were used to make wine, and the roots were used to make coffee, a coffee-like beverage. So, I don't know if you had, Frank, have you had dandelion root tea? It kind of reminds me of coffee. It looks dark like coffee, but it's not. You know, it doesn't have any caffeine. So, you're not going to get that. Frank says that his grandmother would snap a dandelion stem in half and put the milky liquid on one of her moles. And she told him it stops cancer as well. It gets rid of moles, huh, Frank? He was 10 years old when he learned that. Oh, well, there you go. Frank says, what? Oh, Frank thinks it kind of tastes like dirt. He doesn't like dandelion. You don't like the dandelion root tea? I don't think it tastes like dirt, Frank. I think, and you know what? It has a lot of anti-inflammatory properties. Works pretty quick. So what did the American settlers do with dandelion? Do you know, Frank? Well, they used it as a food source because they're kind of delicious and nutritious. So they spruced up salads with the golden plant. They made these springtime tonics with it and teas. That helps sweep away the winter blues. And they made dandelion wine and dandelion jelly. The jelly had this lemony floral taste to it, according to writings. There's even recipes online. Herbgardens.com has a whole thing on dandelion jelly, if you want to make that. Make sure your dandelion doesn't have any chemicals on it. Get certified organic, please. Frank thinks he's thinking of another kind of tea. Yeah, I think if traditional medicinals is sold in most grocery stores, it's a tea line of tea. They have a nice roasted dandelion root tea. I like it. I'll have some every morning, yeah, for breakfast. So, it doesn't taste like dirt. It's very nice. What else? All right, here. Dandelion, you know, took on its notorious weed rap, if you will, when the love of the lawn came into vogue, right? So dandelion was turned out to be a weed. People started killing it. Lawn enthusiasts wouldn't have it. So no matter what poison is used on your dandelion, guess what? It keeps coming back usually. The availability of dandelion is fairly secure. Yes, it is. And each plant produces 5,000 parachute-type seeds in the puffy ball. You know the puffy ball you used to pick when you were a kid in the spring and you'd blow on it? And then you let all these seeds blow all over Grandpa's lawn. Right? We had great fun doing that growing up. I remember that in the sunny springtime. We'd pick those dandelions, blow, and watch all the parachutes fly into the air. It was fun. Let's look at this as an ancient medicine now. So in the ancient world, dandelion was used to improve digestion, improve the liver function, purify the blood, reverse rheumatism, expel kidney stones, and a whole lot more. Now, recently, the medical research at Windsor University Medical School in Canada, Quebec, Canada, as I've mentioned in the past, they discovered dandelion has cancer-fighting benefits. Most natural healers know that the bitter herbs contain the organic compounds to help stimulate the body to heal itself. Dandelion has those bitter compounds, and they're called saponins and sesquiterpene lactones. Now, one of the medicinal advantages dandelion offers is its abundance of minerals more than in spinach. According to research chemist Mark Peterson, he says dandelion, especially the root of dandelion, has a very balanced mineral profile. It is high in beta-carotene, your vitamin A, which is stored in your liver. And dandelion has been known to assist with inflammation, muscle spasms, and fluid retention. Dandelion can also accomplish that while it soothes your digestive tract and helps to balance your gut floras because it contains inulin and pectin, which are mucilaginous compounds that are very soothing to the smooth muscle tissue of the digestive tract. All right, so let's say you want to harvest some dandelion, right? Oh, Miss Wendy, it sounds so good. I'm going to go out there and harvest some dandelion. Well, if you plan to utilize the dandelion plant as a food source, there are a few tips. Make your experience more pleasant. Your fresh spring salads, you want to use the smaller, tender leaves if you're going to use them in your salads. You want to rinse and add them to your salad. The larger, older leaves will be tougher and will need to be steamed first. Reserve the young and tender flowers for your spring teas, jellies, or winemaking. Rule of thumb, you want to harvest your dandelion root during frost-free periods of the fall when the bloom is gone off the plant and then all the nutrition has returned to the root. Okay? So if you're harvesting in the fall, you're going to harvest the roots. So you can clean your roots. You can eat them raw. You can dry them. You can powder them. You can make your tea with them. You can use your roots to make medicinal dandelion root tinctures. Allow them to age for 30 days before you strain in your pressing process. So, it's got lots of great uses. Now, the folks of the naturedetectives.org site tell us that the white sap that oozes from the dandelion stem can be used as invisible ink. Yeah. So you cut the stem, they say, and angle it like a calligraphy pen. And the sap will drip out, this white substance drips out, and the sap dries on your paper that you've written, and it will appear, but it's invisible to everybody, but then it appears. It's weird. So, a lot of flower power there, as they say. Now, if you're interested, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, a highly concentrated dandelion root liquid tincture, if you're interested in that. And like I said, Windsor Medical University in Quebec discovered by accident dandelion kills all known cancer cells. So how did it happen was Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Miriam Pandy that worked at the hospital And Dr. Hamm was in charge of the leukemia patients on the second floor. Chapman noticed Tuesday all their blood work was better. So she went about finding what was different about Tuesday. And the only thing she could find was they were served dandelion root tea. So she took this information to the biochemist, Dr. Pandy, in the lab. And she says, can you figure out what's going on here? Because something's going on with dandelion and cancer cells, leukemia blood cells. So he looked at it, and he tested not a dandelion tea. He tested the extract of dandelion, which is a little stronger, potent. And he noticed under the microscope that healthy cells ignore dandelion. They don't absorb it. Cancer cells suck it up greedily, and then the cancer cell dies. Yeah. How about that? He tested it on all known cancer cells and did the same thing. All types of cancer. Yeah. Now, what us folks in the natural area have noticed that when you pair dandelion with astragalus root, and astragalus root is a bit of an immune system support, and as you probably are aware, your immune system helps your body keep cancer cells in check. So when you pair the astragalus with the dandelion, it magnifies the power of the dandelion. There's some synergistic action going there. And then if you've got, God forbid, a situation of cancer that's spreading, it's metastasizing. Scientific research found that milk thistle stops cancer cells from spreading. So dandelion, astragalus root, milk thistle. Yeah. Amazing. You have power. God didn't leave you powerless here. He provides. All right. If you're interested in getting a catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, give them a call. You'll find the dandelion, the astragalus, the milk thistle is inside their catalog. Give a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com if you want to check them out online. There are also customer reviews up there, so you can read it there, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes. Got to a few moments. So we're going to talk about why more patients are lying to doctors. Any clue? Well, there have been reports that healthcare workers are a little frustrated with patients not always being honest with them, especially now with the supposed post-pandemic thing. It affected a lot of people. People are just more cautious now. So doctors are a little frustrated that they are not getting accurate data or guidelines and treatment protocols that they need. So patients not giving them all the information, they may get the wrong treatment plan is what the doctors are saying. So there's really a lot of things going on in healthcare now after the COVID thing. People are just not easy to be as, I don't know, what is the word I'm looking for? Conned with the procedures. Frank says, maybe it is if you lie to me, I lie to you. Sort of a relationship, yeah. Well, and sometimes, you know, to be honest, doctors may not be, no, they may be in the dark. They haven't been told everything. So, now, November 2018, University of Utah Health Center conducted this survey with regard to patient honesty with their doctor. And physicians complained that if patients are not honest with them with their health issues, it can negatively impact the outcome of the treatment plan. So doctors are reporting that patients are often not honest about their lifestyle, for example. Patients may downplay addictions or the number of cigarettes they're smoking or the number of alcoholic beverages they consume. Now, doctors also complain that patients lie about how much they exercise. And there are a number of reasons why patients may not want physicians to know everything about their lives. And the Utah survey wanted to find out what those reasons were. What'd you say, Frank? Well, yeah, a patient may accidentally get better all by themselves. Yep. Well, let's look at the reason list. Number of reasons they found was patients did not want their doctor judging their life. Patients don't want to be lectured about their habits or their lifestyle. 50% were embarrassed to tell the truth. Patients want their doctor to think highly of them, and patients don't like being pigeonholed as someone not making good life choices. Well, those are all understandable. So, I once really knew this lady that had less than perfect oral health, and on top of that, she was given an acne medication when she was in high school that permanently turned her teeth gray. Okay. So when she went to her dentist, she was always lectured about how bad her teeth were. So she got so tired of that, she told the dentist, "I pay you to clean my teeth and to fix my oral health problems, not to lecture me about lifestyle." So patients want to make those decisions themselves, see? And unfortunately, sometimes lifestyle may be playing into their health issue, like the first segment of the show with what they're eating. Frank says people no longer trust their doctors about time. Well, getting back to our example here. So when the dentist continued to lecture this woman I knew, she got a new dentist. She just left and got somebody else. So I also knew someone who went to an ENT for a chronic ear infection, and the physician, upon examination, began a detailed report of what he saw looking into her mouth. He described it, anxiety because she had evidence of teeth grinding. He said late-night snacking due to the dental plaque. And on and on it went. That's kind of creepy, don't you? You know, being profiled by your ENT. So the woman felt offended by this profiling of her personal life, and more patients than we care to know have had similar encounters. Here's a quote from Angela Fergelin. She's a PhD at University of Utah. She said, "The patients may not be the only ones to blame. How healthcare providers in certain situations may cause patients to be hesitant to open up and to feel comfortable." This is true. And then University of Utah said this, "When our doctor asks how often you exercise or what you've been eating lately, and if you have kind of stretched the truth, well, you're not alone. Everybody does that. Even if they're asked, you know, by somebody, an acquaintance, they kind of, it's like a fish story. It was this big. I caught a fish. It was this big." Well, look what the survey says. So the average age of the respondents in the survey were 36 to 61 years of age, and according to the online national survey by the University of Utah, 60 to 80% of the patients are not entirely honest with their doctor. This includes information that would make a significant difference with regard to what the physician may recommend for care. So what is even more revealing and concerning is that the patients who lie to their doctor don't say anything to them when they don't like or agree with the treatment plan that was recommended. So in a large segment of those surveyed, they also responded with that they did not understand the treatment plan and did not want to appear ignorant. So with regard to the female patients, well, they thought of themselves to be younger than their chronological age and were more likely to not disclose relevant medical history to their physician or family members. Now, Andrea Kumetkin, PhD, Middlesex Community College in Connecticut, says, "I'm surprised that such a substantial number of people chose to withhold benign information that they would admit to. They wouldn't admit to it. They also have to consider the interesting limitation that survey participants might have withheld information about what they withheld, which would mean our study has underestimated how prevalent this phenomenon is." So Dr. Levy actually pointed out that there are many reasons why people withhold information and may not be for embarrassment's sake. The healthcare sector has become more entangled with other facets of society that it can influence. In other words, employment opportunities, life insurance benefits, health insurance premiums, personal relationships, and a right to bear arms or other privileges. So they don't want to divulge too much because it can affect those areas. Their premiums could go up. The doctors may take their firearms away if they say they're depressed. See? What, Frank? Think of the missing billing opportunities here. Yeah. I know. So the COVID pandemic shed some light on some areas, definitely. And that health scare prompted a lot of discussions with regard to permanent changes to all kinds of areas of our lives, education, work environments, travel, social life in general. So when people who are not legislators in Congress are allowed to tell people, you know, what is essential and what isn't essential and this and that, people start to, you know, kind of clam up. They're not going to share that stuff with you anymore. So we wonder why patients lie to their doctors then. Yeah, it's a very complex time, isn't it, Frank? So you want to be, you know, taking care of yourself, and you want to be proactive, right? And you also need to be precautionary consumers. I know that's a lot. It's like a second job, but your health is worth it. So thepowerherbs.com, they help you out, make things a little easier. They have immune support, metabolic support. They have, you know, detoxing. So you'll feel better about yourself. Absolutely great. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. If you want to visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. If you're on their website, check out their books and newsletter section. You can sign up for the newsletters for free, and they go out each week, The American Survival on Tuesday and The Health Quest on Friday, full of information that will empower you. And you can opt out anytime you want, no subscription fee. It's all empowering, and pass on the information to family and friends and let them know, hey, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Yeah. So give them a call, 866-229-3663 at thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered out there. And don't forget, a sale is going on. You'll save 25%. Details are online. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.